Good morning, EAA. I am Amy Loboda, and I have with me in the studio Jeb Burnside, who is my wonderful co-host. Jeb is the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine. Good morning, Jeb. How are you today?
Good morning, Amy. I'm very well. Had a great evening last night, and the rain this morning just kind of helped things out.
Yes. Jeb is in the campground.
Perfected the Oshkosh experience
this
year.
There you go. And we have a wonderful guest here today. We have an Oshkosh native, John Monette, who is the president and founder of Sonix. And he said it says Sonix Aerospace on his badge now. So he's going to explain where Sonix is going from Sonix Aircraft to Sonix Aerospace. But if any of you know about Sonix,
yes.
Sonix is a wonderful company on the other side of the airfield that has been building kit planes for how long, John?
Well, since 1998, of course, we started our career. And again, it's a pleasure to be here. But we started selling kit airplanes through Monette Experimental Aircraft back in 1971.
Yes, wow. That's what I thought. Yeah. And this is really a family business, isn't it?
Yeah. My wife, Betty, is still actively involved. We're just tired. We haven't figured out how to get retired.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with that problem.
We're working on that. But yes, and our whole group is kind of like a little family as it is. And unfortunately, we lost our son Jeremy a few years ago, and it's been an interesting experience. But we've morphed into a lot of different things since then, gone forward.
Yes, I understand that completely. Now, you've got how many different models you're showing here on the field?
About 43. No.
We have, in the home-built world.
So many different ones because of the original Sonix, the YX, which is a Y-tailed version of the Sonix, the Xenos motor glider, and, of course, the 1X, which is a folding wing, single-place airplane, and the Jet, which is subsonics, and that's actually my passion now. It's a wide variety. Of course, we've introduced over the past year, we've introduced what we call the B models. And the B models of regular Sonix normally had a tapering from the shoulders forward to the cowling. And now that cockpit has been straightened out. So it gives us a lot of room, a lot more instrument room, so guys can put $20,000 worth of Dynon equipment in it if they want to do that. And, personally, I just like airspeed and an altimeter.
Well, you say 43 models, but that's probably actually low.
It's, yeah.
when you think about the ways in which these airplanes can be customized when they're built.
Yeah, it's true because each one... has an option of we supply now mounts for four different engines. Of course, our popular AeroV that we're proud to be one of the companies that builds not only an airframe but an engine designed for it with our AeroV and AeroV Turbo. But we can also they can be engined with air engines like the Jabru, the Rotax, and UL Power now. So if you take those airplanes and extend them out with all the options, there's a lot of custom stuff that you can do.
Yeah. There really is. And one of the other things that is a key component of your success is that airplane is very buildable. Mm-hmm. The Sonix in all of its different iterations, it's a buildable airplane.
Yeah, and really that comes from my design partner, Pete Buck, who, for his real job, he is a lead engineer at Skunk Works and started working for me when he was 16 years old, so I'm very proud of that guy. But the genesis for the design was to meet the Italian microlight category, which meant that an airplane that had 1,100 pounds gross and stalled at under 40 miles an hour could be sold ready to fly. And you could fly it to 500 feet during the week and 1,000 feet on the weekend. So it's really an awesome deal. But the point
gotta
is,
love the Italians.
But the basic structure was designed from the get-go as a very simple production type airplane. And of course, now with CNC machining and laser cut parts and everything, it's really a lot very sophisticated since then. And actually, it's the genesis for that microlite category was the genesis for what we now know as sport pilot. So we call the airplane a thoroughbred sport pilot airplane because it was designed before sport pilot came about. And that's why we have horses for courses. The airplane is designed around 80 horsepower. And, of course, there are a lot of airplanes out there with a lot more options. But it's designed to do that job. And therefore, it has about 1,100 to 1,150 pound gross and with the various engine choices. So
yeah.
It's affordable and they all have removable wings or foldable wings. And they're all stressed for aerobatics, which is a really important thing to me.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. And I think also when you're looking at the light sport pilot range and you're looking at novice pilots, they're those ones who have the potential to put some G's inadvertently on an airplane.
Unfortunately,
so stressing
that's true.
It for aerobatics is a good thing both for being able to do some aerobatics, but also for keeping that airplane nice and safe.
Yeah, right.
Most definitely. And I actually had somebody, with basic med coming in saying, oh, that's the end of light sport pilot. And I said, nuh-uh. Not by a long shot, because there's a lot of people who aren't ever going to want to get that first medical. And basic med, you've got to have at least one medical.
Right. And our airplanes always fit this. We have a logo with a big check mark on it, and we call it the reality check of what we really do as sport pilots. Mm-hmm. And in basic med pilots, is usually we go up and fly for an hour and get our jollies, or we may take a short cross-country flight. We're flying usually to and from the same airport, and we fly in VFR most of the time. Mm-hmm. So we want an airplane that fits that mission. And is economical, and that's right in the Sonics' wheelhouse.
Yes,
exactly.
That is absolutely true. And I'm a girl after your own heart because I'm perfectly content with airspeed. Altimeter's kind of nice, and and a compass that swings. I'm very used to that because I understand section lines.
It's even we've carried that philosophy even into the jet, but it's just really kind of funny because I'm a kind of old school guy about instrumentation, and I really believe in looking out the window when we're flying.
Right.
And we have our EFIS that has a visual of what we're seeing out the window. So I can look down and see the same thing I see looking out the window. But it's just interesting. And kind of the jet has kind of changed my life because I'm now going on 74 years old tomorrow. But
Happy birthday!
Is right. But, congratulations.
But it took me 68 years to become a jet pilot, and I had to do it by building my own jet.
Some people do it the other way. Let's talk a little bit about the jet because that's really been formative. And is leading into Sonics Aerospace, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is. We have a couple of airplanes that are really that we're looking at in Sonics Aerospace, and it's just a division of Sonics. But it's brought us into the UAV market. We just exhibited the Taros, which is a highly modified Xenos. It's a 44-foot wingspan UAV, which has a lot of capability, more capability than the early Predators, in the sense that it's more configurable. And we're working in a partnership with NASC, which is pretty well known in the UAV market with airplanes that they're currently using, and they have been using in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's an interesting deal. And of course, we've done some conceptual stuff with jets, much faster jets as acquisition airplanes, meaning they're almost like a target. And in what we call a new Block 4, which is a much improved version of the airplane they're currently flying.
This has got to be very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I hope I have enough time left to do some of the things that I like to do, because I'm always ready to move on to the next project. I'm like a grown-up model airplane builder that you build one and then you got to build another one.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Once you've flown
and you learn so much with each iteration, by the end of the...
Yeah, and, you know, we learned to simplify things.
Yeah.
The basic concept of the Sonics is like, you know, it's got a Hershey bar wing, and it's got, a really nice stall character, a low-speed character, XSR, awesome. It was designed to fly slow, but it flies pretty fast, too. Mm-hmm. We've just carried that right on into the jet.
Where can people find you on the airfield here at AirVenture today?
Well, they either look for my little yellow Honda, which okay. has been driving around. I could have sold 100 of the things. I have a little 91 Honda that's a tiny little car. But we're on the north end of the field towards the, if you start walking towards the Warbirds, you'll see us. We're across from Vans and Rands and where all those airplanes are. So we have a full display there. We also have factory tours every morning.
So terrific. You
can come and sign up for us, and we take you right across the runway. It's kind of a unique trip for guys that haven't been able to do that.
That's fabulous. John Monette, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about Sonics. You have a wonderful AirVenture 2017.
Thank you.